After Republicans blasted Boise State University's diversity programs this past summer, state lawmakers from both parties squared off in a debate Tuesday night on the issue. James Dawson reports.
Representative Barbara Ehart and 27 other Republicans wrote a letter to Boise State President Marlene Trump saying the school shouldn't pay for pro-diversity programs. Those include things like extra graduation ceremonies for minority students and hiring new staff to handle inclusion issues. Ehart emphatically says she supports diversity.
But I believe that Boise State's initiatives, which are indicative of that which is occurring throughout the country, are creating a false narrative of inclusion and diversity, and they are in fact dividing and segregating.
That word segregation set off House Minority Leader Matt Erpelding. He defines segregation as an institutional way of locking people out of opportunity.
Nothing that is happening on this campus, while we can have debates, is anywhere near segregation.
Lawmakers who signed the letter say these support programs divide the student body. But Assistant Senate Minority Leader Sheree Buckner-Webb says they help students feel like they belong on a campus that's almost 75% white.
Sometimes we have to use something other than mainstream dominant culture's definition of who has the right to go to school and get an education.
Ultimately, Republicans say their big concern is the hiring of nearly two dozen university staff to tackle these issues. Representative Brian Zollinger says that money could have instead cut college costs.
That's why the letter was written, was to keep tuition rates low for students by not increasing bureaucracy on college campuses.
Both Ehart and Zollinger say they don't support cutting funding to Boise State, even though it was an idea floated by one of their colleagues. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.